Blog Talk Radio.
There it is.
The frontline soldier. Floss. With my family, Vaughn. Flipping that. Patti LaBelle. Laura Wee. Kelly and Nelly.
We need you.
Laura Wee.
So you can rock to this. Even creased up khakis had to stand to this. You wanna talk about hood? Well, let's keep it real. Jesus Christ died for us and that's for really real. What y'all gon' do? You gotta know and believe. Don't get weak, but see, I know it's hard to conceive. But God got you, he's gonna keep you no matter what the devil do. Stand strong, God will pull you through. Miraculous and worthy to be praised. So many of us are walking in a daze. Stop pointing fingers because it's all on you. Most stuff we go through in life is because of me and you. Always giving you blessings you want, cause what you need. Even non-believers nod their heads and agree. No rest, no rest, see he don't take breaks. It's on time, God, that rescue us from our mistakes.
All the blessings come from you. We the children know for sure it's true. Even when we're going through, I don't believe I know what you can do.
Baby mama, baby daddy, let's kill the drama. Little homies having sex, pregnant and little mama. Guessing nobody's fed up at the way we live. Satisfied with food stamps, GR ain't the best. Took prayer off the school and the belt out my hand. Wonder why children are terrorizing the land. 10 years old, caught a murder case, facing a life sentence. We need to reevaluate conditions. Thank God I came to my senses. They tried to fail to stick me with a life sentence. Gang banging, selling everything under the sun. Case after case from dope and busting my gun. You opened my eyes so I can see how quick life can be taken eagerly. Praise him, cause ain't nothing promised to you. If you have a last breath, what would you do?
All the blessings come from you. We the children know for sure it's true.
Right.
Even when we're going through, I don't believe I know what you can do. No matter what we do, we always end up discussing you. And you can always count on my love. Lord, we need you. Lord, we love you. We do.
And it's why.
And it's more than you ever know. Lord, it's for sure. And you can always count on my love forevermore.
He got my love.
What about your love?
He got my love.
What about your love?
He got know for sure it's true.
Right.
Even when we're going through, I don't believe I know what you can do.
Right.
No matter what we do, we always end up discussing you. And you can always count on my love forevermore.
The deal is found, we got to try to live right. No doubt it's a struggle and it's a fight. Call collect, he got you covered day and night.
You don't know.
They face the family, pray together, stay together. Seasons call, summer, winter, spring and fall. We get our power by praising Jesus' name.
All the blessings come from you. We the children know for sure it's true.
Right.
Even when we're going through, I don't believe I know what you can do. No matter what we do, we always end up discussing you. And you can always count on my love.
right. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, everybody, on this great Friday evening. And we just thank you all for tuning in right now to the Health Talk with K-Star live right here on the Angels of Melody with your host, Angel on Deck. And I'm telling you, y'all have to excuse me. We're having some difficulties here. I'm trying to get to the studio part, and my internet, the internet, whatever is going on in the system, is not acting right now. So I'm kind of behind time here as far as getting on and to be able to click our guests on. I cannot do it yet until this system was unfreeze. So that's what I'm working on now. But, again, we just thank you all that are listening in all over the world. We thank the Lord. So right now I'm trying to get to the studio. Y'all know how it is sometimes with these online radio. I don't know. For some reason, it does that. And stuff go to freezing up, and you can't get to the where you want to get to. And, you know, all you can do is you just have to have patience with it. And I am looking forward to having this program on tonight. I really don't want to cancel here. But like I said, I'm having a hard time getting to the studio part. And that's not good at all, because you have to be able to get to the studio part in order to click on your guest. And so that's the problem that I'm having. I was on one computer, and that was messing up, and then I had to turn around and get on the other computer, and now this one is messing up, so it's got to be something with the Wi-Fi. Something is happening, I'm sure. I'm not sure at all, and now the system is playing loud, so you might hear an echo. I'm not sure. But, like I said, I hope that this issue can be resolve shortly. I don't want to do too much talking here. I need to really find out what's going on with this and how we can get this situated here. So as I'm saying now, just please bear with me here. Somehow I don't like when this happened at all. I really don't like this. And we want to thank you all that's listening in right now to that are listening in all over the world. Here in the USA, we just want to say hello and God bless you all. We thank God for you listening. So at the very beginning of the program, you heard gospel recording artist Don Floss there in L.A., and we've been promoting the music here, and you're going to be hearing a little of his music in and out as we go throughout the show. You will be hearing it. And so that was Don Floss and Lord Wee, and we want to give a shout-out to him on tonight. But as I'm sitting here, I'm trying to still get into the studio part. But what you're going to hear tonight, we're going to be hearing some great things by our sister, K-Star. And so what we're going to be hearing, she's going to be about diabetes. So we encourage people that are listening in all over the world, those that can call. If you can call in, we would like for you to call in and be a part of this on tonight. If you have any questions, we're going to be talking about what diabetes are and what is the big concerns of it and what are the types of diabetes and what's the difference between the two types of insulin and what the pancreas and what is the pancreas and what does it do and what can cause diabetes. That's what we're going to be hearing on tonight. You can hurry up and get into the studio. I'm still trying as I am running my mouth right now. I wish I could go to another song, but you can't even do that until you get into the studio. So let's just pray, y'all, that this can hurry up and work here so we can get our guest on for this evening to talk to you on tonight. And so I'm still trying, y'all, still trying. Let's pray that we get into this studio part. I'm telling you, I will be happy myself. But we want to give a shout-out to our sister, Kayla Brown, on tonight. We thank God for her tonight. And also to all of you that are in Africa, We just want to say God bless you on tonight. And those, as I said before, in the USA, God bless you as well. And over in Italy and the UK, we just want to say hello to you. And those that, you know, not only here in Detroit, but all parts of Michigan that may be listening in, we just want to say God bless you on tonight. And, you know, it's just so important that we hear these things about different, you know, sicknesses and what caused it and what can we do, you know, about it. And how many know that diabetes is rising up on the charts, you know, in families, amongst families, and not only, you know, in older people, but also in younger people as well. So we know this is going on. And I'm telling you, it's just something. I know I have family members that suffers with this as well, you know, that's going through it. And I'm telling you, it's really something. And, you know, a lot of people have passed away. I had an uncle that passed away from, you know, being a diabetic and you know, not taking care. Sometimes people eat the wrong food, and the doctors can tell you to leave this alone, leave that alone. And you have some people that just, you know, they do it anyway. And next thing you know, they out of here. You know, some people have to get limbs, you know, cut off. I've had family members that maybe had to get a toe or something amputated, you know. So we're going to hear about things, like I said, on tonight as soon as I can get in the studio part, because I am really running out of words to say. And like I said, I really don't want to, I don't want to have to get off the air and cancel this tonight. I don't want to do it, but at the same time, I'm not going to sit here and do a lot of talking either. I don't want to do that. So I'm sitting here praying that we can hurry up and get into this studio, which I am seeing something happening here. Let's see. I'm seeing something saying studio, trying to light up. But anyway, we just are grateful for all of you all that are listening in, and once our sister starts talking, we can get her on, then I can begin to really post up that we're on live. I didn't even get a chance to even post up really like I wanted to do to say we're on live, because I was trying to get the studio part working where we can at least get her talking. And while she's talking, I will be constantly posting up, letting people know to call in or listen in, you know, however. So, but yes, like I said, it's very important that we take care of our bodies. Even me, myself, talking tonight, you know, I have to take care of myself. I was facing issues with arthritis, you know, and you know, with arthritis, you got to learn to do right, you know, with your bodies, and we still have to learn to eat right, you know. A lot of people, you know, are going through headaches. They go through dizziness, going through high blood pressure, all kind of things is going on. And we need to know, you know, what are we doing wrong? And how do we correct this thing? And not only keep the information to ourselves, but share it with someone else. And, okay, now we're in the studio part. I am seeing that. But now I got to see something happening here, which I'm not seeing just yet. But hopefully we can get to the phone line and get our sister on as soon as possible. so we can begin. We don't have a long time on this show tonight, so I want to be able to get things going on here. And then also I want to make mention, too, since we're waiting on the studio part to be completed for me to go on, we want you all to listen in on tomorrow evening. We will be live at Just for Christ Ministries with Pastor James and Janet Oyebode. We will be broadcasting live from there. They're having a prayer and worship service in the honor of, on the behalf of the girls in Nigeria. A lot of you have heard on the news that they were kidnapped and all of this and that, you know, was going on. So we want to keep that in mind, to keep families there in Nigeria in prayer. And we will be having a lot of singers. There will be singing going on by different artists on tomorrow night. And then also we will be having the men and women of God praying prayers and reading scriptures. So you're going to hear all of this live on tomorrow evening. Links will be posted for all to hear. And if you can come out, you know, on tomorrow evening and be a part, it will be awesome. And so right now I'm seeing the numbers here on the phone line, but I still cannot click them on yet until, okay, now I'm seeing something. I'm starting to see. Okay. So we're going to have to get started here. Okay. We're going to have to really get started here. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to click our sister on. I do believe this is her calling in. There's one number that I'm seeing. We're going to go in so she can go ahead and speak. And that way, while she's speaking, like I said, I can keep posting and doing what I have to do.
Hello?
Again, are you there, sister? Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Wow. Can you believe this, sister? I've been sitting here for the past 10 minutes. I had to another one, and the system still was not working right. I am just now able to get to you because I couldn't even get on to even play another song to stall or anything. So that's why I had to talk. I had to find it. I'm sitting here to myself like, wow, what can I talk about?
Well, amen.
So
I'm here
ready
now.
Yes, well, I am glad because I said we need to get you talking here so I can go ahead and finish posting it. So many people needing the links. And I couldn't send a link right away because I was trying to get to the studio part here. So I'm glad I'm able to get you on so we can get started. So once again, I want to make mention to the people that's listening in right now. You're tuned in to Health Talk with K-Star Live right here on the Angels of Melody with your host, Miss Angel, on deck. And so right now, sis, I'm going to let you reintroduce yourself and just talk a little bit about, you know, what you do, what you're doing, and what's going on.
Sure. Yes, K-Star is what my good friends know me for, they call me. But my name is Kenna Montplaisir. I am a pharmacist. I do own my pharmacy in Garden City. We are fully accredited by the American Association of Diabetes Educators as a diabetes center. We are also registered by the CDC as a diabetes prevention program. So we do more than dispensary. We are more than a pharmacy. We do a lot when it comes to lifestyle modification. So this is my passion, and I was so excited to meet with Tanya and to come on air to share with everyone about the importance of being conscious about diabetes, you know, and high blood pressure and, you know, heart-related issues, because, you know, these are chronic conditions that can just creep in, you know, and unfortunately claim lots of lives. And these are conditions that are highly, highly, highly avoidable, highly preventable. So I'm very happy to be on air, and I'm very happy to be here.
Well, we're happy for you to be on with us. Now, I noticed tonight we're discussing about diabetes, as I was stating to the people before I clicked you on, that tonight's topic is what we're going to be focusing on, diabetes. And so what we want to get started is, can you explain, because there might be some people out there that have heard about diabetes and being a diabetic and all of that and probably really don't know the fullness of what diabetes really is. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, just to put it in simple terms, diabetes, according to the Centers of Diseases and Disease Control and Prevention, is really a group. It's a group of diseases that are marked by a very, very high increase in blood sugar. And this could be as a result of either insulin not functioning properly or the body not responding to the presence of insulin. So when you hear the word insulin, you wonder, what is that? You know, insulin is a hormone. It is secreted by an organ in our bodies called pancreas. Now, when we eat carbs, eventually it goes through to our stomachs and then gets into our intestines to be digested. Now, when you eat more of simple sugars, they are broken down very quickly and they slip right through your digestive tract and get into your bloodstream. Now, this organ called the pancreas has to shoot out insulin, that blood from that sugar from your blood into your cells, because that glucose, that sugar, is what your cells need to function. Now, if your cells don't get that glucose, they don't function. So that's why we need insulin. It's so, so, so important. So now if the pancreas has to keep on shooting out insulin because we're consuming high amounts of carbs, eventually the pancreas starts misfunctioning.
Mm-hmm.
And when that happens, we have a high amount of sugar in the blood. So when you have high amounts of sugar in the blood, the cells are starving because they don't have the energy to function.
Yes.
So that's why you tend to have diabetes. You tend to have thickness in your blood. And then, you know, you have the blood takes a long time to flow through the body, to circulate to the heart, to circulate to the extremities. You have issues with your eyes because your vessels, your capillaries by your eyes are coated with glucose, you know. So when you have the high amount of glucose in your blood because your insulin is not functioning or is not doing what it's supposed to do because your pancreas is not functioning properly, you have diabetes.
Yes. Wow. And also, why is it a big concern? You know, it may be somebody might say, well, you know what, why do people talk about diabetes all the time? Why this? Is all we never hear about nothing else is always diabetes.
Well, yeah, it's been noted, you know, that it is the seventh leading cause of in the United States.
Mm, wow.
That's one of the big ones, you know. It's really come up to that level because it's become an epidemic right now. In the past, you know, you had more adults experiencing type 2 diabetes. We'll talk about the different types of diabetes soon, but in the past, you know, you had type 2 diabetes being more pronounced in older people from 45 years and above. But these days, you see more teenagers having it, you know, teenagers having diabetes. And then you have cases of, you know, amputations, people losing their feet, their entire legs. You know, you have cases of blindness. You have kidney failure, people being put on kidney dialysis because of diabetes. The main issue is, you know, it is a chronic condition. By chronic, I mean it has no cure. Once it is diagnosed, there is no medical cure for it. So the best thing that can be done is controlling it. It's a disease that stays with a person for a lifetime. But there is good news. It can be controlled. As long as we can delay the onset of these complications, a person can live with diabetes successfully.
Yes. Wow.
So, I mean, and, you know, that's just touching a part of it. You know, another big one is the heart-related complications that can occur. Because when you think about it, you know, when you have a high amount, a high concentration of glucose in your blood, You know, you have this sticky substance that is sticking to your red blood cells. And, you know, the main red blood cell that tends to stick, that glucose tends to stick to is the red blood cells. The part of the red blood cell that it sticks to is what we call the hemoglobin, right? And this is the part of the red blood cell that carries oxygen-containing blood. So when you have sugar, glucose sticking to this, you have poor circulation to your blood. Your heart doesn't get oxygenated blood, and eventually you experience a heart attack because part of the heart doesn't get the oxygen-containing blood. You know, it is thick, it's not flowing, it's not circulating as it used to. There is a hindrance because you have it stuck to glucose. So you can have issues with even not only a heart attack, you can even have strokes. So a stroke is more of a brain attack. You know, a brain attack is more of when, you know, the same oxygen-containing blood doesn't get to the brain. And when that doesn't get to the brain, you know, you have part of the brain being starved for oxygen, and that's when you have a stroke. And that's where you have, you know, people that before a stroke occurs, you may have slurred speech, you know, blurred vision, one side of the body's limb, you know, is because that part of the brain is starved for oxygen. So that's why, you know, diabetes is a big concern.
Yes, it is. It is. You know what? I remember some years back, you know, you always would hear about somebody was dying of you know, heart failure, or it was always heart attacks. Then after that, you would hear about high blood pressure. This person got high blood pressure, that person. And then now it do seem like all you hear is sugar. Somebody got sugar. Somebody is a diabetic, you know, or, you know, and it's not only in the black community, but it's in every race. Maybe you can touch. I've heard some people say, you know, black people is dealing with being diabetics. There's a lot of black people dealing with this disease. But isn't it a lot of other races that?
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, okay. I'm back now. Okay.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you now.
Okay, did you hear the question, or I need to repeat it, or?
Yeah, please repeat the question.
Okay. What I was saying was a lot of people, you know, back then, you would hear about people, you know, having high blood pressure and everything and all these different illnesses. But I said, not here now is diabetes all the time. You're hearing that. I said, and I've always heard a lot of people talk about, you know, in the black race, you know, that diabetes is running rapid, you know, in the black race. I said, but not only in the black race, but isn't it in all types of races that people are going through with being a diabetic? Or,
you know, yes, it's actually touching all races right now. You know, but the reality of the situation is the African American population, the Native American population, Latino, the Asian Americans, and even the Pacific Islanders tend to have the highest risk of getting the most common form of diabetes, which is type 2 diabetes.
Wow.
In fact, yeah, type 2 diabetes, it accounts for 90 to 95% of the diabetes that is been diagnosed. Type 1 is not as popular, but it covers only 5 to 10% of those diagnosed with diabetes, and it occurs more in the Caucasian population. And in this category of diabetes, they have absolutely no function in their beta cells. The beta cells are cells that are attached to the pancreas, which actually facilitates the release of insulin. Now, those with type 1 diabetes cannot produce insulin because these cells are damaged. So they must take insulin for survival. So that is part of their treatment. You know, if they don't administer insulin, they may die. They can experience what we call diabetic ketoacidosis. You know, because you know they have all the sugar in their blood, but they don't have any insulin to move the sugar from the blood to the cells. So their cells are starved of glucose. They can't function. These people end up being very thirsty, dehydrated. They can get into a coma. In fact, before that happens, you know, because the body is trying to help itself, it starts breaking down protein as a secondary source of energy because they're trying to help this person survive. You know, the human body always wants to be in a state of what we call homeostasis, balance. You know, so it's trying to see what we could do to normalize things, you know. So it starts breaking down protein, you know, and when that happens, you know, you have byproducts called ketones. And these ketones are acidic. They get released into the blood. The blood becomes acidic. You know, this person, you know, tends to have a fruity breath, you know, because of the ketones in their blood. You know, and if they are not rushed, you know, to an emergency department and administered insulin and some IV fluids, they could get into a coma and they could die.
Wow.
So type 1 diabetes, they must be administered insulin. Now, type 2 diabetes, which is the most common one, is the one that is seen mostly, like I said, in the African-American population and the other races that I mentioned, you know, but there is a very strong genetic component to that, you know. So if you have what we call a first-degree relative that has diabetes, a first-degree relative, I mean like a parent or a sibling that had type 2 diabetes, then the person is more likely to get diabetes. So the fact that there is a genetic component doesn't mean you are bound to have it. But if you surround yourself with, you know, the things that could cause it, then yes, the person can be these. So it's not, I wouldn't say it's race specific, but, you know, it is shown more in the races that, you know, that I mentioned, the type 2, the more common one. And that one has to be treated with first lifestyle changes, which would include changing the diet, you know, cutting back on simple carbs, like, you know, a trick is like, you know, the white-colored food, like the white potatoes, white rice, white bread, you know, processed or bleached flour, you know, cutting back on those, eating more whole grain foods, increasing your physical activity, controlling your weight, managing your weight, and then if that doesn't tend to control the situation, then they add oral. We have to add oral medications. If that doesn't control the situation, then we have to put insulin on the treatment regimen.
Oh, okay. Now, I want to ask this. What is the difference between the pill and shooting with the needle? And I'm asking that because I know there are some people in my family that are diabetic, and some of them use the needle where they shoot themselves with the needle, and then I know some that takes the pill. What is the difference? I never did really understand that, so I know that's one of the reasons, right?
You know, there are different kinds of oral medications, that's the pills, that have been indicated for controlling blood sugar and for the treatment of diabetes. But in most people that still don't have their blood glucose reduced or their diabetes controlled, they have to be added on insulin. Because, you know, remember, you know, what really causes death in diabetes is the complications. the complications because, you know, you have poor circulation. You have poor circulation to the brain. You have poor circulation to the heart. You have poor circulation to the extremities. You know, all these complications that can result from this would eventually lead to death. So, you know, if we don't see a good control in the blood glucose, then we have to give insulin. And this is what we call exogenous insulin. We have to, because the pancreas is not producing as much insulin to control the blood sugar. So we have to assist with this by injecting insulin. So it's more for better control. That's why that is added on.
Okay. Now, I want to know, like, what is the difference between the two main types of insulin? Because
you
said it was different. So is there, like, a couple of main, is there some main types of insulin or what?
Oh, yeah, there are different kinds. There are, like, four different kinds. You have the rapid-acting insulin. You have the regular insulin. We have one that's called the intermediate insulin. And then we have the long-acting insulin. So some patients that tend to wake up in the morning with very high blood glucose readings, we give them the long-acting insulin for them to take the night before, at nighttime,
okay.
Because the onset of action is 2 to 4 hours after it's administered. And that can last for, like, 24 hours. It's like what we call basal insulin coverage. So, well, I'm sorry, the onset of action is about 6 hours. So when you inject Lantus, like, for example, Lantus or Levemir, which we regard as the long-acting insulin, you tend to start experiencing the effect of the drug 6 hours after you take the drug, and that effect will last for 24 hours. So, like, while the patient is sleeping, it controls the blood glucose. So when they wake up in the morning, they don't have that spike, that high blood glucose reading. So
okay.
it depends. So the way the approach to treatment is really patient-specific.
Mm-hmm.
Although there are two bodies, we tend to look at two organizations. We look at for guidelines. We look at the American Diabetes Association. We also look at the AACE, which is the American Association of Clinical Endocrinologists. But, you know, we at the end of the day, we have to look at the patient. We have to look at what their numbers are, you know, how they're performing, how they're controlling their blood sugar, you know. And based on that, you know, we pick a treatment that will work best.
Okay. Now, what can cause diabetes? Like, you know, I remember it was a time when I first heard about diabetes going on. I was thinking, like, it was caused by eating a lot of sugar. And I heard that's what I heard, but I wasn't sure. So what
Hello?
Yes, can you hear me?
Okay, can hear you now, okay.
Okay, I think it's the skin trying to act up. I was asking what can cause that when I first hear about diabetes and all of that, you know, I always used to think like it came from eating a lot of sugary things. What really causes that?
Well, the truth is, you know, part of it is genetics. You know, you have a very strong genetic component in both diabetes. You have more in type 1. Well, we hear a lot about type 1 and type 2, but there are really other types of diabetes. You have gestational diabetes as well, which occurs during pregnancy. But type 1 diabetes, you know, let's start with type 1 diabetes. Type 1 diabetes is the one that I said is rare. It occurs in 5 to 10% of those diagnosed with diabetes. And that tends to occur, you know, in people that have an autoimmune, what we call autoimmune attack, is the immune system attacks their pancreas. It just targets their pancreas, and it destroys the beta cells of the pancreas. So
okay.
this they cannot help, you know, because the immune system is working against them. And that can happen as a result of stress. That can happen from toxins, from the environment, and that can even happen from infections. So that is one of the main targeted causes of type 1 diabetes, the autoimmune system attacking and destroying the beta cells. Now, in type 2 diabetes, you know, the what has been noticed is, you know, yes, there's a strong genetic component. You know, when there's a family member that has diabetes, there's a very strong likelihood that their child or their children will get diabetes. There's a genetic component to that. But the fact that there's a genetic component doesn't mean you would get it. Now, if you surround yourself with the substances that would induce it, yes, diabetes can occur. And what substances can induce that? You have simple sugars, simple carbs. Simple carbs like, you know, the white rice, the white bread, the white potatoes. You know, when you consume foods like that, they absorb into the bloodstream very quickly. Within minutes,
okay,
it's in the bloodstream. And when it's in the bloodstream, the cells want that glucose because the cells need the glucose to function. The fat cells need it. The muscle cells need it. You know, so it needs to come out of the blood. So to get that out of the blood, the pancreas will have to release insulin to get this glucose into the cells. Now, if this is done repeatedly, if simple sugars are consumed repeatedly, eventually, you know, the pancreas may stop functioning properly. So in cases of diabetes, you have all that glucose in the blood and the cells are not getting it. So it's like you have starvation in the midst of plenty.
Mm-hmm.
The cells that you need to function normally are not getting the energy they need, but there's lots of energy in the blood. And the energy is not useful because it's stuck in the blood. So what it's doing is just causing problems in the blood. The blood is thick. It's not flowing. It's not circulating the way it's supposed to. It's not getting on time to where it needs to go to. It's not getting on time to the heart, to the brain, to the extremities, you know. So that's one of the major causes, you know. The diet is a big, big deal. Okay? And now another cause of diabetes is medications. This is what we call secondary types of diabetes. Some medications could precipitate diabetes, and one of the notorious ones is prednisone, which is in a class of drugs called steroids. For some reason, you know, it encourages it from this is just from the pharmacology of steroids. They encourage the retention of sodium and water, and also encourage the secretion of the release of glucose in the blood. So that way, you know, a person could precipitate diabetes just from taking steroids. Now, another medication that can precipitate diabetes is thiazide diuretics, which is prescribed for those who have high blood pressure. It's a water pill, what most people will call a water pill. It's known to precipitate diabetes as well. Another medication, which is a psychotropic medication, is Seroquel. That can encourage the release of blood sugar in the blood and could precipitate diabetes as well. So these are other causes of diabetes. So we don't really have a category for this diabetes. We just call it secondary, you know, or other types of diabetes. You know, and then you have gestational diabetes, which tends to occur during pregnancy, you know, and after delivery, you know, you don't have any more symptoms of the diabetes. But, you know, unfortunately, mothers who experience gestational diabetes have a higher chance of getting type 2 diabetes later on in life. Now, that one has a strong genetic component to it, and also is impacted by what the expectant mother is eating during their pregnancy. So simple sugars can cause. Consuming a lot of simple sugar can cause precipitate diabetes, and also medications can precipitate diabetes, type 2 diabetes.
Okay. Okay. Well, you know what, sis? What we're going to do is I'm going to go ahead and let you get a break for a second.
Okay.
Instead of letting you talk all the way through, we're going to let you have a break for a couple. Maybe you might a little swallow water or whatever. But we're going to play another song by Don Floss, and then right after that we'll come right back to you so we can, we can open up the lines if anybody else have anything else to say and anything else you want to touch on as far as, diabetes, we can do so. So I'm going to put you on hold. We'll play a song, and then we'll come right back. Is that okay?
Sure, no problem.
Okay. So what we're going to do, you all, we're going to hear music from Don Floss, and then we're going to come right back with more of K-Star. We'll be back in a few minutes.
I try and I try. No one knows I try and I try. Then it's for you, Lord, and only you, Lord. To your word, so I meditate day and night.
Yeah, Lord knows ever since I was young had big dreams. Music all day, sick as drummer routine. All through school, rocking to my late teens. Gave it all up, bottomed out, straight fiend. Monkey on back, dead weight, can't shake. Said he owed me down, and we knew my fate. So we wrote it out, whatever come away. Seen a girl low D, never changed pace. Knew right there, brother passed knee deep. Find a path right now, can't even see my feet. Lord, my shepherd, but seeing really blinded me. All I can see is blood clouds in my IV. Bishop IV, Hillier, new life. Moved down to H-Town, started me a new life. 8 years later, 5 kids, beautiful wife. Hold my fam down, God first, hope alive.
No one knows I try and I try. Then it's for you, Lord, and only you, Lord. To your word, so I meditate day and night. Hold on, child, there's a blessing for you.
Lord knows, Lord knows. If it wasn't for Jesus, my life would still be spinning out of control. The day my father died, I felt I lost my soul. It's back to blowing them zones and banging them bows. Ain't trying to hear it, Lord, look, I feel I've been wrong. And I'm done with all this church stuff, changing my clothes, hurting his clothes, show's over, headed back home. Your love stopped me in my tracks, never left me alone. Now the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Though I lie in green pastures, I shall not smoke. Giving eternity to pay back this debt I owe. So I'ma talk about Jesus everywhere I go. I'ma love my wife like Christ loved the church. We both walk by faith and put in the work. Gotta be living examples for patience and king. And know we're rebels for this cause like Claudette Colvin. Come on.
No one knows I try and I try. Then it's for you, Lord, and only you, Lord. To your word, so I meditate day and night. Hold on, child, there's a blessing for you. Hold on, child, there's a blessing for you.
All things work together for the good of them that love the Lord, who are the called according to his purpose. All things may not feel good, but they work together for good, because God
didn't wait till he crowned you to call you. He's been prepping you for what you're about to do all of your life. And nothing that you've been through shall be wasted.
All right. That was Lord Knows by our brother Don Floss there in L.A. And right now, still, you are tuned in to Health Talk with K-Star right here live on the Angels of Melody with your host, Miss Angel, on deck. And we're going back to the phone lines again to our sister. I'm telling you, I'm learning a lot myself, you know, about diabetes, some things that I'm hearing that I didn't even know really what it was, you know, all the way. I have family members that suffers with diabetes. It's not a lot of people, but it's, you know, maybe 3 or 4 that is going through being a diabetic. One thing I wanted to ask you, Case, was I know, what is it like, what do you call it, like, for trying to say I'm getting wrapped up here. I have an aunt that suffers with, you know, being a diabetic, and I notice sometimes she talks about how she feels shaky and she's dizzy, and she has to drink some juice, something about the orange juice or something, and she has to eat a peppermint or something to get to feeling better. What is that all about? Like, can you explain that, like, you know,
sure. Yeah.
About people drinking juice and stuff? What is that about?
Yeah, definitely. You know, that is what can occur when a person experiences very low blood glucose. Now, that's what we call hypoglycemia. This is when the blood glucose drops significantly, and that can occur with medications. Either
okay.
Oral medications, which are the pills you mentioned, or with insulin. So we always
okay.
recommend that people understand, you know, what it feels like, you know, when hypoglycemia is taking place. That could be, you know, mm-hmm. feeling nervous, you know, feeling tremors, being confused, you know, sometimes even having a headache, you know. When you experience those things, you know, it means your blood sugar is dropping significantly or has dropped significantly. And it's very important that we bring it back up to a reasonable level, because what can occur if it's not addressed is seizures. Seizures can occur. Even a coma, the person can get into a coma if that occurs. So it's very important that, you know, it's addressed right away. So that's why, you know, you have we recommend you have orange juice close by, or you can have glucose tablets close by, you can have soft drinks close by.
Yes.
So the goal is to bring it back up. You know, even sometimes, you know, just from excessive physical activity can cause the blood sugar to drop significantly.
Wow.
So we recommend that patients with diabetes, we recommend that they do exercise. We want them to exercise. They need to strengthen their muscles, and especially their organs, the pancreas especially. You know, but, you know, we recommend that they eat something. They have a snack
mm-hmm.
before they exercise, so they don't experience a huge drop in blood glucose that can happen with physical activity. So, yes,
okay.
So what your aunt is experiencing is definitely hypoglycemia.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. That means the sugar has dropped.
Yeah, and I know her, too. She takes the pill for the diabetes. She always was nervous about, you know, having to use the needle, but she has to take a pill. I think she said once a day she has to take this pill.
Okay.
And so we have tried to open up I didn't see anybody calling, but, you know, I do know that a lot of people are leaving messages that they are listening in, and that, you know, they're learning. And so I think we're doing okay? I think we're doing good for it being the first show starting off tonight, you know, with the listeners that we have. And I want you to know, too, that even when the show is off, you can keep on sharing that radio link, you know, will not be erased. And you can also download it, too, as well. And each day go by, it's considered the archive, so you're still going to have people around the world that is still going to be listening to this show. That's how it is. You know, it's people right now that are still listening to shows from last year. So I just wanted to let K-Star, that when we go off, you know, and still keep posting up this link, and those that was not able to, you know, listen to us live, they still will be able to hear the whole show. And doing this, you know, every week, you know, getting different subjects out about different issues. And like you said, to me, diabetes was is really a number one, is what you hear a lot, you know, of people suffering from being a diabetic.
Yeah, it is a big, big issue. It's a very serious condition, you know, because, you know, it has no cure, and, you know, it's a condition that lasts for an entire lifetime, you know, and it affects almost every part of a person. I mean, we didn't even talk about the digestive system. It affects the digestive system also, and we didn't talk about erectile dysfunction. Nobody wants to talk about that, you know, but it does.
Yeah.
I mean, it does cause erectile dysfunction. It is one of the conditions that can cause that, you know. So it's all connected to inhibited blood flow.
Wow.
By sugar. You know, the sugar is sticky, the glucose is sticky, it's sticking to the blood, and the blood is not flowing the way it's supposed to flow. So everywhere the blood is supposed to flow to is affected. So that's why, you know, people need to take it seriously, because it takes a long time to develop. It doesn't happen overnight. In fact, it takes up to 9 to 13 years to develop.
Oh, wow.
It could take a long time. So a person could actually be experiencing a decrease in the function of their pancreas, and they don't know it. You know, so they keep on doing what they're doing, maybe not being as active anymore. You know, that's what we call having a sedentary lifestyle, exposing themselves to lots of simple sugars, you know, and they just don't know it, you know. And over time, 9, 10, 13 years, the person eventually develops diabetes. So it's not something that happens overnight. So it's good, you know, to get screened. It's a good idea. You know, mostly if you feel you may be in one of the high-risk groups, maybe you're African-American, Native American, Latino, or if you have a family member, a first-degree family member that has diabetes, you know, or even if you have a history of high blood pressure, you know, it's not a bad idea to just go in and get screened. You know, even if you have any other kind of heart-related problems, you know, just go and get screened. Just know your numbers. You want to watch out for what we call the A1C, you know. Go to your primary care physician. Go to your family physician. Tell them, you know, I feel I might be in a high-risk group. I would love to be screened for type 2 diabetes.
Yeah.
Let them do an A1C on you. Ask them, you know, can you do an A1C test on me, or can you do a fasting blood glucose test? These are popular tests that are used to diagnose diabetes. Sometimes most people are scared to go to their physicians because they just don't want to know, but it is safer to know your numbers now, because you want to delay the onset of all the complications we've mentioned. We don't want blindness. We don't want kidney dialysis. We don't want to be amputated. You know, we don't want to suffer a stroke because we didn't know our blood sugar was high. You know, and it's better even to find out that, hey, you know, based on my screening, I'm actually pre-diabetic. So if you're pre-diabetic, that's when you can even work harder, you know, by, you know, lifestyle changes to get yourself out of that danger zone. But, you know, with all this being said, you know, even if you're diagnosed with diabetes, it's not the end of the world. It is not the end of the world. You know, you can manage this condition. You can control this condition and live a good quality life. You can live up to 90. You know, we pray that you live up to 100, you know. But the goal is being educated. You need to be educated about the condition and what you can do to delay the complications that can lead to death. That's what we want to do. So if you're diagnosed with diabetes, you're diagnosed with type 2 diabetes or even type 1, the goal is finding a way, learning more about the condition, and delaying the complications so you can live a good quality life.
That's true. That is true. Well, I know before we go off, I wanted you to state, you know, talk a little bit about how do you know, like, you are a diabetic? Like, when do you go to the doctor? What symptoms you can feel or maybe go through to know I need to go to the doctor, I need to get checked out for being a diabetic? Like, what are some of the things that a person you know, need to know when to go to the doctor? Like, what symptoms are really out there that's major that are symptoms of a...
Yeah, can you hear me?
Can you hear me?
Okay, hello. Yeah, I got you.
Hello?
Okay. Yes, I can hear you now. So you mentioned the symptoms, right? That...
Yeah, what are the symptoms of becoming a diabetic where a person would know I need to go to the doctor? Like, what are the major things that can take place in your body that you may feel a certain way to know, wow, I think I have these symptoms, I need to go get checked out?
Like excessive thirst. First, let's understand what is happening, you know, before, you know, you have diabetes. Your cells are not getting glucose. So glucose is in the blood, not in your cells.
Yeah.
So you have all this glucose in your blood that needs to come out. So the body tries to dilute and get this glucose out of your system. So you want to go to the restroom, you want to urinate. So you have excessive urination. You just want to go, you want to urinate. In fact, in ancient times, they used to call diabetes the condition of sweet urine. In fact, in the past, you know, centuries ago, they could actually taste the urine, and if it's sweet, they say the person has diabetes. Diabetes is not a new condition. It's been around for centuries. You know, so when, you know, you have the urge to urinate, to go to the restroom, to urinate, yes, that is a symptom. Or you have excessive thirst. The body wants you to dilute the glucose. You want to drink water. You don't just want to keep on just flooding yourself with fluids. That is a symptom. Or you have an increase in appetite. You actually feel hungry. You know, I mean, you could actually, you know, be overweight, but still feel excessively hungry because cells are starving. The cells, your cells, are not getting the glucose that are in the blood. So you want to eat. You just want to grab anything you can see around you. You want to eat it, you know, and then you feel tired. You could have just fatigue, you're just tired, you're just weak, you know. And another big one is infections can occur. You could have bladder infections. You could even have skin infections, and there could actually be some cases of for the ladies, they can have vaginal infections, and it's all because of this glucose wanting to come out of the system, just wanting to be purged out of your system, you know. And then you can the extreme thing that can occur, the extreme states that can occur, is coma. That's when the sugar becomes so high. I mean, and the person, if not rushed to the hospital and being put on IV fluid, they can get into a coma. So we pray no one has to, you know, experience these symptoms. We pray that people just go in and just get screened if they're in any of these, the high-risk groups, or if they have any risk factors, you know, just go and get screened, you know, because when you have the symptoms, then it is fully established at that point, you know, and then we have to start controlling it. We have to start managing it.
All right. I'm telling you. You know, also I want to make mention, too, that those of you that are listening in right now to this program, if you have questions, you know, you can email her at the K-Star Show at gmail.com. Again, if you have any questions of any kind, you can email her at the K, let me get together, the K-Star, the K as in K, the alphabet K, star, S-T-A-R, the K-Star Show at gmail.com. I'm going to be doing this once a week. I do believe on next week that we will be addressing health targets for patients with type 2 diabetes and the complications of diabetes and the tests that must be taken and the frequency of it. Am I right, K-Star?
Absolutely, and I also would like to touch on obesity. I would like to talk a lot about obesity because that ties into a lot of, you know, some of the chronic conditions that we are seeing today, hypertension, heart-related problems, and even diabetes. So obesity is big, so I would like us to talk about that next week.
Wow. I'm telling you, this is, it's really a serious thing. I'm learning a lot. I need to know about that obesity part myself. Okay, I really need to know about that. I'm quite sure a lot of people, we all need to know. And so that's what I'm loving about this program, because by us doing this every week, it's really educating us. You know, can't hear this a lot of places. You know what I'm saying about what we need to do. Every now and then you might hear somebody, but we need this weekly, you know, to hear, to touch on different things. And if we do this weekly and we do this, every week every year that's coming about, man, we should be getting healthy, you know, knowing how to take care of ourselves. So I'm telling you, this is our first show tonight, and I'm telling you, it's awesome. It's an awesome
Amen.
Show. And like I said, the lines are open, you know, for people that wanted to call in and say something, but, you know, maybe next time, you know, they'll be able to do it. That's why I wanted the email that they can send. Once again, the K-Star Show at gmail.com is where you all can leave your concerns and questions. And also, Kay, I will be throughout the week letting the people call in. They can call in for questions. You know, if they have questions, they can call in and ask questions, you know, for any kind of concern.
Absolutely, absolutely. I would love to share whatever I can to help.
So is there anything that you would like to say before we go off the air tonight? Anything?
Yeah, I just want to encourage, you know, everyone, you know, out there, you know, anyone that's struggling with diabetes at this time, I just want everybody to know that God is the ultimate healer and is not the end of the world. If you're diagnosed with diabetes, you know, there's nothing impossible with God. Medically, there is no cure, but with God, you know, all things are possible. You know, God will give you the grace and the wisdom to do what you have to do to lead a healthy life, you know, notwithstanding the condition you've been diagnosed with. So I just want to encourage you out there, you know, that, you know, it is well with you, you know, and you have so much great, great information out there. You know, you can go on the American Diabetes Association website to learn more. You can go on the AACE website to learn more. And I'll be more than happy to answer questions if you send your questions to my email, which is the K thekstarshow@gmail.com. That's thekstarshow@gmail.com. I'll be more than happy to help. And I wish everyone the best, and I look forward to talking with everyone next week.
Now, you know what, K-Star, we have our sister on with us, and she said that she has a question. Our sister, Taylor, here. We're going to click her on. Right. Mm-hmm. Are you there, Taylor?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, you are. Okay, all right.
Hi, K-Star, how are you?
Oh, hi, Taylor, how are you?
I'm good. You know what, I have a question. With diabetes, can it also be recognized when the feet turns dark or itch under the bottom?
Actually, you know, that is more of a complication. When the feet turn dark, you know, that's as a result of decreased blood flow to the extremities. So because of the what we call glycation of the blood, the glucose sticking to the blood, you have reduced blood flow to the feet. So this person could actually end up having nerve damage because they don't have, since they lack the flow of blood to the extremities, so they could experience an injury on their feet, and they don't feel it.
Wow.
They don't feel anything on their feet, you know, and if they don't attend to that little injury, they can get a serious infection, and if they don't attend to that infection, they can get gangrene. That's when you have the discoloration in the feet, you know, and if it's not attended to on time, they may have to be amputated. You know, so it's a long process. So we always recommend to those diagnosed with diabetes to examine their feet on a daily basis.
Okay.
Just take a mirror and put it beneath underneath your feet and just look. Just make sure you have no bruises, no cuts. You know, and when you moisturize your feet, do not apply moisturizer in between your toes. Because you want to avoid too much moisture in those hidden areas because you can have bacteria start growing there. And because you have decreased sensitivity in your feet, you don't know when you are infected. And we don't want to get into gangrene, which would just have to be taken care of through amputation.
Well, thank you so much, Faith.
Oh, you're welcome, dear.
Okay. The question on that right there. So I'm glad that was able to be answered. And also, I want to make mention, okay, we were talking about earlier, maybe you can mention about people that are in Inkster, Wayne, Westland, and you said the Garden City area. About transferring prescriptions?
Oh, absolutely. We would love them to come out to our pharmacy. You know, if you live in the Wayne, Inkster, Garden City, Livonia, Westland, Canton area, we would love to have you transfer your prescriptions to us. Like I said, we are CDC registered as a diabetes prevention center, and we offer that service for free to all of our patients. So if you transfer your prescriptions over, not only will you be getting good service, you know, but we'll definitely cater to you if you fall under any of the high-risk groups that we talk about. We will definitely offer the diabetes prevention programs for free. Now, if you are diagnosed already with diabetes, we are Medicare-approved as a center to offer diabetes self-management training. So if you have Medicare, your insurance will pay for this training. And it's a very intensive program. We will go through all areas of care when it comes to diabetes. And after that, you know, it's our belief that you'll be in a better position to to monitor and live a good quality life with diabetes. So for those who don't have Medicare, you know, we can always get in touch with your insurance companies to see if they pay for the service, you know, but I would encourage anyone that's diagnosed to look into going through this program. For Medicare to pay for this program, they understand the seriousness and the value of this program. So would like you to look into that. You know, you can call us at 734-338-9650. The number again is 734-338-9650. I will be more than happy to get you enrolled, registered to start the process.
Oh, okay. Well, that sounds good to me. That sounds good. And like I said, also, once we offer here, you know, you can reshare the links. You know, the link on your page. You can, if you want to share it every day or however you want to do it, you can do it for those that that probably wasn't able to tune in. And even those that's around the world wasn't able to listen in, you can always repost. I know I'm going to be doing it myself. And that way they can listen to the show and they'll still be able to email and they'll be able to, you know, call the number that you just stated. And I'm going to be sharing this information to even some of the people that I know that have diabetes, what they can do as well, Kay. I will also put the word out as well.
Wonderful.
And then I look forward to, you know, us being on again next week where we can finish talking about diabetes and whatever else you would like to, you know, to touch on. And also, you can also download this episode. You know, once you click on the and it opens up, you will be able to download it as well. So that's a good thing too, that you will be able to always have that.
Very good. Very good.
As well. So, and like you were saying, it's very important that if you think that you have the symptoms or whatever, that you know people should get themselves checked out. So a lot of us act out in fear. You know, we can have different symptoms, and we think we know what it is, and we know that we should go and get out. But sometimes your brain runs a little fast, and you're thinking like, oh wow, I don't want to go to the doctor because if I go to the doctor, they're going to say I got this, or they're going to say, you know, I have that. And I think that's the biggest thing that really kills people. I heard is fear. Would you say the same thing?
Mm-hmm. Oh, absolutely. I completely agree with you. You know, I'm originally from Nigeria, okay? And back in Nigeria, you know, you hardly have people going in for screenings. They come to the hospital when they already have full-blown symptoms, okay? And most times it's too late, you know. It's too late to do anything to save their lives. You know, so yeah. I think we need to get more in the practice. We need to get more into the practice of prevention and just screening. You know, find out, you know, what's in our families. You know, if there's a condition that most of our family members have, you know, just learn more about that condition and get screened, you know, to make sure, you know, you're not about to have that condition. If you're pre-hypertensive or you're pre-diabetic, you know, learn more about that, you know, and get out of that danger zone. Now, like I said, even though I use the phrase danger zone, I still want to assure people that even with the diagnosis of diabetes, you can live a good quality life, but you have to be equipped with the knowledge to manage the condition. At the end of the day, it's all about having that knowledge about that condition and knowing how to manage it. And I think, you know, people in the high-risk group needs to be more educated about this condition, you know, because this high-risk group tends to suffer is a popular diabetes, which is type 2, which is 90% to 95% of the population of those diagnosed with diabetes, you know. So we need to take it very seriously because it's claiming so many lives.
Yeah, that's true. That is true. You're right about that. Because like I said, I'm always hearing people talking about how they coming down with this condition. You know, I'm always hearing that. So that is so true. Well, sis, I am so glad to have had you on the program on tonight. It's definitely been an honor, I'm telling you, and I'm looking forward to whatever they come up with. We, you know, coming on, we know that the links will be posted and we will be promoting it ahead of time, just like we did this time. So I think we did very well. You did very, very well.
Well, thank you.
Awesome. And people around the world, like I said, different ones was leaving messages that they're leaving in, and it don't stop here, because once we get off, you have to know that this is going throughout the world still, and people are going to still listen to it. You're going to have that's going to listen to it a few hours from now, early in the morning or late at night, you know, so it stop here. So like I said, I'm just excited about this program, and I know that it's going to take off, and because people around the world need to hear this. And even here in the States as well, people need to hear this, and this is something that you don't hear really a lot of times, you know. So that's something that we want to make a difference on this program, not only just to play music and to preach and teach, but also to have, people listen to about our health and who we hear it from nobody else greater than you.
Oh, amen. Whoa, Lord. Wow, my head is swollen. Well, amen. I mean, this is awesome. I thank God for the opportunity, and I think, you know, it's very important for us, you know, the people of God, the believers, you know, to be knowledgeable about this. There's so much, you know, that the Lord has in store for us, and there's so much that the Lord would like us to do, you know, before we get up there. You know, before we go up to heaven, you know. So we need to take care of these bodies, you know. Our only connection to planet Earth is this body that we have, you know. And if we don't take care of this body, you know, we're cut off, you know. And
that's
cut off from whatever the Lord could have done through us, you know, whatever manifestations the Lord could have done through us, you know. So it's very important for us to be knowledgeable about how to exist in this body. It is a vessel that we are just existing in. So we need to take care of it, you know. And I believe so, by God's grace, you know, by being with you on air, you know, we'll be able to help a lot of people.
That's right. And you helping me. Because I'm hearing
Amen.
A lot that I needed to hear, and I know it's some things that I need to back down from, you know, as far as food and stuff like that. I know you really let me get away with some stuff at the Mega Fest with you that place. And I
thought, you know, we're
going
to talk about that next week, okay? Because, you know, I don't like taking things away from people, you know. In the past, you know, there was all these restrictions for patients with diabetes. Oh, you can't eat this, you can't eat that. No, you can't eat stuff, you know. I don't believe in taking away things from people.
Yeah.
I believe in portion control, you know.
That's
I mean,
true.
If you can control your portions, you know, and have a good balanced diet, then no problem, you know. If you're going to eat something sweet, throw in some fiber. You know, if you want to eat raisins, eat some pistachio along with it. Or, you know, choose some celery stalks along with it. You know, just you have to be able to combine foods, you know, wisely just to have a good balance. The goal is balance and portion control, you know. And
yeah.
You know, you should be fine.
Well, that's why I got to mess with Taylor on this one. So after we drink our Mountain Dews, we need to have plenty of water.
Oh, there you go.
I know she's sitting on the other end laughing like, I'm going to get her.
You know, just flush it out of your system, you know. I mean, we're going to talk more about that when we talk about obesity, and, you know, hopefully we'll talk about constipation as well. I mean, it's a topic that no one
true.
Would like to talk about, but it occurs. You know,
yeah,
I deal with this in the pharmacy a lot.
Right. It needs to be.
Yeah, constipation is a big deal, and I get to deal with cases of that a lot in the pharmacy. You know, it's Some people get as shy about it, but it happens, you know. We have issues with people suffering from hemorrhoids, and these are things that, you know, I don't shy away from talking about because people are, some people are really, really suffering from these. So we will talk about this, God willing. You know, after
we will.
We will.
Well, I just want to say God bless you, sis, and I just thank you for being on with us, and we look forward to you being on with us again on next week.
Amen. You're very welcome. I'm happy to be here. Thank you so much.
All right. So all of you out there heard our sister K-Star talking about health on tonight about diabetes, and we want you all to tune in on next week. We will have the links posted on Facebook. What day next week we will be on, and the time as well. And so in saying that, we just want to say God bless you. We're going to end off with another song for tonight of our brother Don Floss called MVP. And we just want you all to know that the Lord loves you and that we love you too. Stay tuned on tomorrow. Tomorrow evening, links will be posted that you will be able to hear the great worship and prayer service of Bring Back Our Girls on to tomorrow evening. So in saying that, we just want to say good night. God bless you all.
Most valuable praiser of the league.
Y'all know me, never coming off the bench, I'm that holy Kobe. Bring my all-around A-game, slick like a stripper. Freestyle with the best, see I know my purpose. I go hard in the paint, no rim, just all net, no hollow tips. Tough love, make promises, no threats. The front line of defense, clamping down the enemy. Giving elbows, don't play fair, like the south, I say dirty. Lighten them up, call me thunder, spitting lyrics like rain. The earth, shaky sounds of flesh, make demons go insane. Came with the crossover and I changed my game. You choose not to do it, so we doing our thing. The referee blew the whistle, but he can't foul me out. I'm sold out for God, a new man, no doubt. When my brothers need help, I rotate and play my role. Taking favor, father won't get too out of control. He calls, holler at me for any situation. Hitting buzzer beaters and receiving standing ovation.
He's the most, he's the most, he's the most, he's the most valuable praiser of the league. He is the most, he stays on the ground for the almighty G-O-D.
The assassin's off the bench, getting rebounds, hitting threes, Jesus is my defense. You an MVP, cause you rocking with me. The most valuable praisers is what we be. Don't bicker, complain about the back halls of life. No stuff to order, plus your decisions got to be right. Spitting lyrics like throw up on the microphone. Not your average gospel rapper, thugging for God, send the bones, bring riding for Christ. I ain't taking down, stay relentless with your praise. You most valuable now, evaluate your praise. Is it like playing jack, or playing a chess game, winning match after match? Go hard for God, or either go home. He don't need no Rudy Goose that ain't gon' stand strong. Begging so much for God, your hand is out in your sleep, but you can't throw him up. The praise of G-O-D, the most valuable praise, a real man, hand waver. Give me a mouth to mouth, cause you sleeping on my Savior.
He's the most, he's the most, he's the most, he's the most valuable praiser of the league. He is the most, he stays on the ground for the almighty G-O-D.
Time, get yours, cause I'ma get mine. You feeling weak? Call on Jesus, he's on the main line. Winning championships, back to back with three peaks. Assassinating devils and it's all spiritual leaps. We all fall heavens, no, it's not the end. Stand up and dust yourself off and try it again. Don't let what seems like the worst get you down. Make that devil know he can't get you to bow down. Representing Christ, God is a two-time felon. Hallelujah, Jesus Christ is what you should be yelling. Pick after pick, screen after screen. I always find myself open receiving blessings. Your praise dictates life and ties you don't wanna pay. Wonder why you stay stuck and looking for the light of day. Don't be sedity, bougie, too dignified. Your praise that almighty Jesus Christ. Let's party, y'all, we give our honor to God. True step, child, God, jerk it all night.
He's the most, he's the most, he's the most valuable praiser of the league. He's the most, he's the most.
He's the most.
He's the most.
Oh, I'm handing out, handing out. Take me to the top.
All right, though, I'm done, man.
You crazy, dude.